It's your boy Jermaine H.
It's L Boogie.
Welcome to another edition of Everything Podcast, where we talk about everything. And she disagrees, I agree. You know how we do. Tonight, I'm probably going to get into a lot of thought shit, so viewer discretion is advice. Just telling y'all from now.
Please do not have your children anywhere around this conversation while you decide to listen. We do not want to be held liable or responsible for the things that they may hear.
To try to give the innocent voice and shit.
I am putting on my executive voice. As you guys know, I'm a lady. So fuck what he says is what we know. Ooh. So tonight, Mr. Jermaine H. over here wants to talk about sex. Let's talk about sex, baby. Come on.
Well, different ramifications of it, you know, like... Oh, but before that, remember we were talking about the whole woman saying that they were the ones running the country or whatever with the whole presidency shit.
No.
That's
no
what way. You were saying.
No. The whole conversation, let's be real here, the whole conversation started at the simple fact where you said you would prefer Bernie Sanders. You wanted Bernie Sanders over Hillary.
Yeah, because I don't believe a woman can run the country. Right. A woman can't be in charge.
And I said that's bullshit because women have been running the country through the men.
Y'all just been advisors to the men running the country. I can understand that.
So you're listening to everything that we fucking telling you to go do. This is why
every man's woman is his advisor.
Right, you're not gonna
really loves her.
Right, you're not going to make a move without checking with her.
No, we're going to make moves. We're just going to run it by y'all and see what y'all think.
Yeah, but you're going to run it by because you want to see what she
thinks. Half the time, the fact that y'all don't agree is why we go with it.
And be like, perfect. You want to hear her opinion on it or whatever, because guess what? She might bring up a few valid points that you did not see. So because she did that, you're going to take her advice and move accordingly. And it happens.
And that's why y'all are good at being advisors and not actually being in charge.
That's why we're good at being in charge. Because
y'all are emotional creatures.
That's telling you what
y'all
the
don't,
fuck to
sometimes
do.
Y'all it's don't, like y'all think off a whim. Masters. Nobody wants that as a... Like, right now, I mean, we don't have the greatest leader right now either. But at the same time, I just think a woman, especially if y'all into y'all feelings about something, it's like... Y'all can be happy, and the moment something happens...
The dude that's in the office, number 45 that's in the office right now, Orange Man, he's in his feelings all the time about everything, and he has a dick and balls, allegedly.
But he's a businessman, so...
Yeah, I don't give a fuck. So because you're a businessman, you're allowed to be in your feelings
and
be
emotional? No, I'm saying he's a businessman. He shouldn't even be in politics.
It doesn't matter if he's a businessman or not. The thing is that he's still in politics, he's still in office, and he's always in his feelings. So
but that's
if you
besides
go,
the point.
If you want to go to the whole point where a woman is always in her feelings, we have someone that's in office that's a man, and he's always in his feelings.
But nobody's rooting for him. It's different if people were rooting.
There are people like that's
said,
rooting for this
like
guy.
Like if you said Barack was
there?
In his feelings, then I'd have been like, whoa, you gotta, you know, settle
Barack
down a
little
bit.
Barack doesn't get his feelings because he has a strong black woman that he goes and he talks
and
to.
And he's a strong black
and she
man.
She tells him certain shit.
Why is
like,
it,
you're right,
oh,
baby.
She's so strong, like
you're
he can't stand on his own. Like
he can, however, you also, when you're that strong of a man, you need a stronger partner. That way she's
stronger.
Able, yeah.
So what are you saying? That she's more qualified than he is now?
They're both qualified. You know what I mean? She has her own shit. You can't take away her
don't get me wrong. I would, if Michelle ran,
like
I would vote for Michelle.
You can't take that away from her.
I don't know if I would vote for her over Bernie, but I probably would.
I would.
I don't know.
I'll vote for her over
maybe
Bernie.
Because she's a little younger. Bernie's on a little old side. We don't know if
they're
he's going to make it through his
like,
term.
They're always, like, super old. They're about to fucking die every time they get into fucking office, which is crazy. Which is the reason I was surprised they let Barack in. Besides the fact that he was black, I was like, he's young. They let him in, and he's fairly young. You know
that's
what I mean?
Fact.
Yeah, and the man came out of office. He was gray as shit. He didn't walk in there like that.
But I still think that we better off with a male leader versus a woman. Like, you got to think about it. Like, just for the smallest things. Women, y'all are quick to, even like you in a relationship, men don't do shit like, we don't call police on our girl. Women, y'all do shit like that. Like
no, we y'all might not call police on your girl, some of you anyway. However, there are some that do. Some of you won't. But there are some men that do women what they would consider as, and I put up my little quotations, bitch things such as going through a woman's phone, calling up a next nigga, maybe slicing a tire. Because it happens. You know what I mean? Fucking up her clothes. That's doing wild, dumb shit.
I think all of those are bad. I think all of those are bad.
They do it.
But a lot of times, those are done through love.
No, but they say, hold on. Regardless of what it's done through, they say that that is, quote, unquote, bitch tendencies. So, if that's the case, and it's supposed to be... Right, so if it's supposed to be women tendencies, why is it the fact that there's a lot of men that's out here doing it? So, again, it goes back to my argument that proves that, yes, if you're saying that, oh, you know, a woman is emotional, a woman is this, you have men that's just the same.
Nah.
It just depends.
That's natural for a woman. You have bitch niggas, but all women are just naturally that way. Like,
not necessarily.
That way of thinking is just bugged the fuck out. You be like, really?
You got some women that don't even think like that, that actually move a different way. And then when they're approached by a dude or they're talking to a guy, it's like, oh, shit. Now the guy don't think that he can deal with her on a level that he's accustomed to dealing with.
That's a chick like you.
You know what I mean? And it's like, oh, that alpha. Oh, it's like, oh, well, you're kind of aggressive. Nigga, I'm aggressive because I know what the fuck I want and I know what I'm not going to tolerate. You know what I mean? So is my aggressiveness a turnoff because I know exactly where I came from and where I'm going?
It's a turnoff for a nigga who don't want that.
It's a turnoff for niggas that are not strong within themselves.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like, if a woman, it's always a damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Yeah, there's some truth to that.
It's a lot of truth to that. You can't say some. It is what it is. Always want to downplay a situation. Let me be in here men bashing.
Nah, but I be trying to agree with you. You never give me the, that makes sense. You always be quick to just be like, nah,
son, I give you that. But then at the end of the day, it's like, yo, if I was in here man bashing, yo, y'all see that shit?
You always man bashing.
I'm not always man bashing. I'm very unbiased. I'm very impartial. I call a spade, but let's be real. If you're going to say that women are emotional, there's men that's emotional too.
Yeah.
And by nature, women, we are supposed to be emotional to a certain degree because we bear children. Like, we have to have that nurturing sense. You know what I mean? So, of course.
Y'all could be cold too, though.
You know? Yeah, you motherfucking right. It's a cold world. Yeah, I mean, J. Cole wasn't the only one that said it. It's a cold world. Shout out my boy J. Cole. Yeah?
He's hot. This shit is fire. But getting to the sex aspect of things, since you talk that dudes is, you know, bitch niggas and all that.
This is I didn't say that.
Like the whole cheating thing. Women are more likely to lose their fucking marbles over somebody's spouse cheating versus a man. We kind of take things in stride sometimes.
It depends
sometimes.
On the person, again, and it depends on the situation. Because as you know, the level of the relationship. As we've seen... There's a lot of guys that's out here killing their wives and all types of dumb shit for fucking around. You know what I mean? You know, and vice versa. So it goes
that's
both ways.
Puerto Ricans and white people.
It got black niggas out here that do it too. You know what I mean? One through acid in his bitch face. All types of wild crazy shit going on out here. It might not get publicized as much, but it happens. You know what I mean? So it's like, yeah, we're going to go off there because... What the fuck are you doing, nigga?
What would be tougher for you? If you caught your man cheating with another man or cheating with, like, a chick you knew or something? What you think would be tougher to swallow?
Both would be tougher to swallow. What the fuck are you doing? Because, first of all, both of them getting fucked up. Everybody getting fucked up. Let's just call that, and I'm just going to put it out there. Everybody is getting these hands, okay? Mm. Number one, people might say I'm wrong. Yeah, I am kind of, sort of, not really. Fuck your thoughts, okay? Because, yeah, he's my man. He's the one that I'm in a relationship with. He's the one that said he loved me.
What
he's
if
the
he's
one
just
that said
your shorty?
Me, whatever, whatever.
What if he's not your man? He's just your shorty.
Oh, if you my shorty, then it's a different game. Because
it's
that means that
game.
It's nothing set as a monogamous situation. This is what it is. However, when we cross them borders, it's
but
a different
But there be feelings
story.
In those relationships,
Yeah,
there
be feelings in those relationships. But then you still got to know how to play your part and stay in your lane.
It's all about your boundaries on... But do you set those kind of boundaries or you just expect it to reach there? Like, all right, he knows not to do this in my face and I won't do this in his face. Or it's just, all right, this is where we at. We're together, but we're in an open relationship. You can do you. I'm going to do me.
I personally think it just depends on the people because for me, it's a whole consideration factor. Mm. You know what I mean? If I'm fucking with you and I'm dealing with you, hard body, And we got a good relationship. We got a good rapport. We got a good vibe. We mesh well. We don't really have no indiscrepancies. But yeah, at the end of the day, you don't want to make anything solidified. I'm not trying to make anything solidified. So, you know, we still have our little people that we frolic around with, we go out with, or whatever the case have you. I'm not going to sit up here and be so blatant and disrespectful as to have this person, parade this person in front of your face.
It makes it awkward. When y'all know the situation, it's
not,
still like...
Not only awkward, it's like, to me, it's a blatant disrespect to black, yeah, even though you know, you can't completely say that
because... The fact that we're not monogamous is why I'm able to do this. So how can it be disrespectful?
But
it has to be hit or miss. Like, it can't be, you know what I mean?
At the same time, it's like, boom, this is
what...
This is
yeah, you know I be fucking with you, but I got shorty tonight. Yeah.
But this is where I say communication comes into play, because it's like, you don't want to be in a situation where y'all both in the same spot, the same time, with two different people. And y'all both looking at each other with the mad aqua face. The fuck? That's mad tension, mad uncomfortable. You know what I mean? You like, depending on what type of relationship y'all got set up or how long y'all been dealing with each other, it's a whole different realm. Right. You know what I mean? Because
when I'm in those, though, it's a shorty that she's already got a man and I'm like her side fuck. I wouldn't say I'm her side man because... More times, I'm not willing to take on the whole be the side guy and go out on dates and do all that stuff that I know your man should be doing. Nah, I'll come through and sex you, and I'm fucking you better than he is. That's why I exist.
Oh, boy.
You know what I'm saying? That's really what it be,
yeah,
though.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. That's really what it be. Who's going to pick up a nigga who's lamer than they man?
Nah,
like,
it's not a thing about being lamer. Sometimes it's not even that the sex is better. Sometimes you and the nigga just got a way more better bond and a better connection. You know what I mean? Sometimes
yeah, but
that
means that you're
there.
Spending time
you know
together.
I mean?
But I'm talking about just the fucking aspect. Like, I'm not trying. You have some dudes... Their intentions with certain girls when they messing with them and they the side dude is that they want to take them from that girl. I'm not going in with that intention. Right. I'm like, stay with your man. You know, like what we got is good because of the way it is.
Yeah, I used to be like that.
If it becomes more, I might not be what you into.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? And you might find that out later on and you'd be like, damn, I should have stayed with my dude.
Yeah,
or I might feel that way about you. Like, I knew you wasn't for me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that should be crazy like that.
Yeah, I've been through that. I've said that same shit before.
You have to be good at judging the situation. Some people, they fall into that shit and they be stuck. Like, nah, you it's like Eminem said, shit, I get caught by my girl, then I'm stuck with you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's why I always tell niggas, like, you know what I mean? I was talking to one of my close homeboys and I told him some real shit. And I said, yo, at the end of the day, you know, I tell you some shit that a lot of your homeboys won't tell you, and it's because they want to see you fucked up, or they don't want to see you in a better place than they are, or, you know what I mean, whatever the fucking ill intent is, you know what I mean, they wolves in sheep's
but
clothing
it's because
type of shit.
Most
I'm
men,
like, they not
even when we don't
facts,
mean to be,
facts,
we're in competition with each other.
Yeah,
even
but this is what I'm saying.
Especially when it comes to women.
I said, I'm going to tell you the real facts of the matter, and this is the real shit that you got to look at. I said, at the end of the day, I said, the bitch that you sitting up here and you fucking around with, on your shorty, on your BM. You know what I mean? Now, you got a whole family with this girl. You've been with this girl for over 10 fucking years. You feel me? You got fucking 4 or 5 kids with this broad. You feel what I'm saying? You got a whole family with this broad. You feel me? Y'all engaged now, my guy. So, the next shit would, God forbid, shorty found out, wifey finds out about this shit, she could put you up in her crib? I said, after all the shit you've been through, my nigga, when you lost your J.O., you ain't have your job, you ain't have no funds coming in. Who held you down? Who made sure your family still had food? Your rent was paid. The car note, car insurance. I said, at the end of the day, is this chick that you fucking around with, is she willing to pull them type of moves, my nigga?
Maybe she is, though. She just ain't got an opportunity.
I said, if your BM puts you out and this bitch takes you in, my nigga, I said, do you know if she will take you in? Number one. Is she allowed to take you in? Number two, because you don't even know if that's only her crib.
And she know about his baby moms.
She know about the baby. Exactly. Of course the baby moms don't know. The baby moms will have that nigga head.
He got kids with the side chick too?
No, he just met the side bitch, my nigga.
Oh, so she's expendable. He just met her.
She's
got dudes, though, who got two families, though. Like,
yeah, but this is my thing. My whole point in that was, yo, why are you even running the risk of fucking up your whole family? You like waking up to your kids. You like that shit. You like being there all the time. Why would you run the risk, run the gamut of that shit coming down?
But that's just because he's like, I'm going to keep it 100 with you. A man's nature is not for us to be with just one woman.
Yeah, but you want to hear the fucking crazy thing? The fucking crazy thing about that whole situation, right? And I love him to death. Fucking crazy thing about the whole situation was a couple of years back, he found out some shit that, you know what I mean? Like she kind of stepped out. Right, but the whole thing, she's saying she never fucked the nigga. And the dude, you know what I mean, was like, yo, they never really smashed or whatever. You know, it was leading towards that. But he was ready to put her face through the fucking wall, my nigga.
That's the type
of shit he was putting her through, my nigga. And I said, yo, that was with one dude. And you found this out how many years ago? This was how many years? You found this shit happened how many years ago? You find out about it how many years
he
after
not gonna
it
take
happened?
It in stride because
no, but
he was
after
doing
it happened.
It.
But my nigga,
especially when
I
you gotta understand,
nigga,
us as men, we hold our woman at a higher standard than
nigga,
we even hold ourselves.
I had to be real. Fuck that shit, my nigga. I had to be real. I said at the end of the day, a spade is a spade, and I'm gonna call a spade all the time. How many? I said since I know you, my nigga. You know what I mean? You done fucked around with mad bitches on his bitch head, my nigga. I could write down a book of names.
So he's supposed to act
laughing.
Like he don't got no emotion if she do it to him?
Nigga, your emotion is supposed to be very minimal. Very, why? Because you done fucked down 50 million fucking bitches or whatever. You got to pull your socks up and eat that one, my nigga. And especially if she, like, she ain't fuck him. He's saying he ain't fuck.
So what he did?
They was like, they was talking. It was leading to that. But it was no sex. My nigga, you gonna have to eat that shit. You think about all the bitches that you done smashed in your crib, my nigga. Think about all the shit you done late night you fucked the bitch then go back home to her and shit. My nigga, you're wildin', son, and you can't hold that? Nah, you gotta hold
but
that in
that's,
stride,
that's a man for you. That's how we feel.
That's some bitch nigga shit,
nah,
son.
I don't think that's some
you
bitch
can't
nigga
fucking,
shit.
You can't fucking, you can't do that.
Man's emotion.
Y'all niggas wanna do what y'all wanna do, and then a female pull the same move, and oh, Lord, y'all, I'm coming home to you, Elizabeth. I'm coming home to you. Y'all niggas fucking turn into Sanford and Son out this motherfucker. Like, yo, y'all be willing to put bitches' head in the fucking walls, pull out y'all gun, like, yo, pacing in the fucking living room. I'm killing this bitch, calling up your man. Like, y'all niggas be too much. But let a female do it. Bitch, you crazy?
Yeah,
oh,
can we hold
y'all
at a higher standard
right
than we do
but
ourselves?
But when y'all do
like
it, it's like,
before.
Come on, man. You know I don't love that bitch. You know what I mean? You know, y'all turned to Jay-Z. I was just fucking that hoe. I was going to get right back. Nigga, no.
Wow. You dropping lines.
No, nigga. It's not happening, bro. Y'all wildin', son. So, yeah. At the end of the day, my feelings is, you know what I mean? What's good for the goose is good for the gander.
Nah, that's not true, though.
You know what I mean? If you want to play in that lane...
You can't
lane,
do what I do.
If you want to play in that lane...
You do what
lane,
I tell you.
You play pussy, get fucked. You know what I mean? You play around if you want to with the right type of female. Alright. If she got
nah,
that
I've
juice...
I've been there.
She got that juice. If she decided to, you know what I mean, just be a good girl...
That's why it's tough for me to be in a
like,
relationship now.
Because
it's like, shit.
Because you know all the fucked up shit you done did it. You can't want to do it, so you don't
and,
trust
and
no
not
bitch
even that. I'm not going to lie to you. When I was married, that was like the first time I really, really was in love and put my guard down. It was like, I was ready to give up
you
all
was
my
young
fetish.
Married.
But I mean, I was of age. I was, what, 31? Like, I wasn't that young, you know what I mean? Like, so it was... And I had experienced... You got to understand, I've been doing it a long time. So I experienced a lot by then, you know? So for that, it was like, all right, it's time to settle down and do the right thing and give up all my bad ways. And, you know, even though I had come to terms with them already, it was like, I was really like, I'm really in this for the long haul and I'm not going to step out. Like, there's a lot of shit that I didn't do anymore, you know, and then it goes bad, just like everything else. She becomes the one that's moving shifty, you know what I mean? And then it's almost like, damn. You the wholesome one, and you doing this? Like,
yeah, but sometimes the whole communication don't be there. Sometimes it's a lack of communication.
Yeah,
the communication
absolutely
get lost. And if you're not open enough and you can't have that conversation, it's not only just being open. I ain't gonna hold you. It's about being receptive and not always being on the defense. Because if you're having a conversation with your partner, your significant other, whatever you want to classify them as, and they're trying to tell you something about maybe how they're feeling in your relationship or maybe what they feel you're doing to them. And you may not agree.
Mm-hmm.
It's in your best interest to listen.
Oh, because absolutely.
What they're trying to do is they're giving you warning signs and this clue. But that's to the let thing.
She wasn't really doing that. It was kind of like, all right, yeah, everything is good, and I could see that everything is not. And it's always like, yo, what's up? Talk to me. Like, you know, I feel like if we both on different levels, let's try to get to that same level and hash it out or move forward on we gonna be together or not. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like let's not fool ourselves.
But when you get to a certain point, like when you've been dealing with somebody for years, it's easy to sometimes to fall into the whole thing where it's like, yo, I don't feel like talking to you about it because at this point you should know better. You should know by now. Why should I have to tell you something that you should just already know? It's not like you're 3 years old.
No, that's woman shit there again. But we just supposed to know. How I'm supposed to know? Because I could read your fucking mind.
Just
all
like
of a sudden?
I'm supposed to know. Like, all right, you're gonna be hungry when you fucking get home from work, right? All right. No. So if I'm home,
yeah, that's like
you know what I mean?
That's
home,
like yeah.
I guess
when
some food better
when
be
we're laying
like,
in
cook,
bed,
like,
I like to occasionally get my dick sucked, but. That doesn't happen all the time.
Sometimes you might just have to change your bitch because it might just be with the wrong female.
Not, like I said.
You know what I mean? You know, you got some females that like, you know, maybe, sometimes just waking
what,
up and sucking when it,
when
dick.
It's a, when,
you
know? It's, when it's y'all, it's the wrong female. It can't be she just not, like you said, receptive to, you know.
No, I mean, at the end of the day, it could be, if you're saying that, you know, sometimes you, oh, it's just like saying sometimes you like laying down.
I'm just speaking in general, though. Like,
yeah.
I'm not.
So then at the same time, if you know that, then you would have to get a bitch that likes sucking dick. You know what I mean? Like, she doesn't mind doing that. You know what I mean? All the time. Or whenever you see fit type of shit. You know? It's just different things. And that's all goes back to communication.
But, no. In general, I think, unless you got a real freak, nasty bitch who's just about, like, I've had chicks that, they told me they'd come from sucking dick. Like, they enjoyed sucking dick more than getting fucked sometimes. And I was like, wow, that's amazing.
Yeah,
so, if you got that kind of chick, yeah, you're a shoo-in, for sure.
It depends.
But then you have selfish bitches who will suck dick just to get by or... Just because I kind of like him, so I'm going to do it,
no,
but I ain't going to go all
but
out.
That's what I'm saying.
Especially, you know, I just started. Like, you
it
good?
Depends.
And you
that's
good?
The bullshit.
What the fuck
but
is
it
that?
Depends.
Put that,
it depends.
That shit in your
it
mouth.
Depends. It depends. Again, it depends. Because I know personally for myself that, you know, I know, you know.
The first time you
guy,
suck a dude dick, you go all out like you've been sucking it?
It depends.
First impression matters.
It depends on the guy that. First of all, if I'm sucking a guy's dick, then we have to be on that level. That's number one.
That's what I'm
saying. All right. Number two is, yeah, I'm going to go all out because at the end of the day, I enjoy watching you enjoy me sucking your dick. So
but
I'm getting
pleasure. That's what
I'm
saying. You're not one of them.
You.
You're
yeah.
not one of those selfish
chicks. Yeah, exactly. So that's what I'm saying. It depends on the female. You know what I mean? You can't say... Females,
like,
you know, it depends
like
on
90,
the female.
Like 92% of
bullshit.
The time, a man will eat a woman's pussy a lot longer than she sucks his dick. 92% of the time.
But then you have to think about the realistic factor is the fact that when you guys are licking pussy, most of the time, it's,
why
it doesn't,
say it like that? Licking pussy.
Licking pussy. Licking pussy, sucking nanny, whatever you want to call it, yamming cunt.
All right, licking pussy
like
sounds
right.
better than everything
you understand?
Else.
So, when it comes back to licking some vagina, mm-hmm. you guys are not doing as much mouth work as we are when it's sucking a dick. There's a lot that goes into sucking a dick. You men, straight men wouldn't know that. You know what I mean? Gay men... You know, y'all would know. Holla, ow, yes, bitch. It's a lot of mouth work that goes into that. You know, you have the sucking, the whole sucking portion.
But that's why y'all supposed to have a technique on how to keep your mouth. It's like
yeah,
running a relay race.
Yeah, but you have
when you start,
technique.
You're not gonna speed up immediately, right?
No, of
you're gonna get
not.
Into the flow
no,
of things.
You have your technique, but then at the same time, it's like boom, I could be in my technique. And I'm enjoying what I'm doing. But then 15, 16, 20 minutes in, I'm like, okay, a bitch jaw is starting to lock the fuck up. It
but
happens.
That's because you're enjoying it too much. Those times we enjoy, you got to stop and jerk a little, lick a little, soothe a little. You know what I mean?
No, I'm not talking. I'm playing with it. I'm sucking it. I'm
y'all
licking
be
on your balls.
Y'all trying to Janet Jack
I'm,
me the first
no,
5 minutes
I'm licking on your balls. I'm doing
dick.
All of that.
You
I'm
tired,
sucking
nigga,
on
looking
balls.
At you like you
I'm
done?
I'm sucking on your balls. I'm licking on your balls. I'm playing around with it, flicking my tongue on it, all down the head, up the shaft. All of that wild shit. But that's that still goes into saying that your mouth still gets tired because of all the mouth work. It's not just like, oh, a simple
up and down. My mouth gets tired and our tongue gets...
Not as quick. Not, all right. All right. Next time we going to have someone of, you know, someone from the LGBTQ world.
Whoa.
You know, definitely give their opinion on this because they would know. I mean, preferably, I'm going to be honest. I'm going to say a bisexual person because they would know. They would have had sucked penis and licked the vagina. So they would be able to say, you know, which one takes more work and more muscles.
But they could be into one more than the other, too. So then they could still be biased.
We could get a few of them. Let's do a survey. I mean, let the polls are open. Hit us up on our IG.
The polls are open, are they?
The polls are open.
I don't know how I feel about that.
No pun intended.
I don't know how I feel about that.
No pun intended. So, yeah, going back to this whole thing. You know, JH likes to sit here and bring up these topics and then, you know, like, digress and shit. No, speak your piece, brother.
Oh, I'm listening. You had talking. I was giving you the fucking...
You want to start it up, so go ahead.
It's just, you know, I was enjoying how you were explaining the whole dick sucking mouth thing. Because, I mean, obviously, I don't know. But like I said, I think it's a technique to it. Because it's just like anything
everything
else.
Everything is all about technique.
That's what I'm saying. But y'all don't really... When y'all ready to do that, y'all will do that. That's why I think that y'all just more basically on just being selfish.
Just like when men are really ready to tired. Suck your pussy, they'll do it. You know?
But most guys, if they eat pussy... They're into that, like, they enjoy the woman being turned on. Like, I enjoy it. You know what
some
I mean? Like,
guys do.
I'm not gonna do something
that
I'm not gonna enjoy.
Some it's guys like, do it because they know that the woman enjoys it. Just like some women suck dick because they know that the guy enjoys it. They don't really.
But
enjoy
I think
it.
For a man, it's more we're more into it more just naturally than a
it
woman.
It depends.
Is.
Of course,
y'all kind of do it just
it depends.
Like,
it depends
I'm
on
doing
the guy
it for this nigga, but we be like,
sometimes
oh.
The guys do it too.
Dudes
they
be hype.
Into
we
it.
Be like, wait till I eat that pussy. Oh, she gonna be. Oh, you know what I'm saying? Like we and say shit
chicks,
like that.
Right, and some chicks be like, wait till I suck your dick. It depends. You can't. Yeah, I mean, you can't fault
Battle
the fact
the
that you can't Sorry. Fault the fact that you probably haven't ran into a bitch.
I have.
Like, yo,
I have. I'm saying when I was younger. Not at the age that I am now. Women aren't that. What's the word? Vulgar. I guess that.
Again, this is you know, it depends it's, on.
Again,
the
unless
chick.
Unless you're in a relationship, you know.
It depends.
That's when
on
y'all
kind of
let go more
again,
and like, all right, well, I'm into this guy, so I can show him this side.
It depends.
Nah,
it depends
I think,
on the chick.
I think women should more show who they really are. Early out when they meeting a dude.
But
let
this is
know
what I'm trying to say.
You are.
It's a
because
gift,
that
it's
is
a
more of a turn on.
And
that'll make
and
us feel like, wow, all right,
bruh.
This is what's up. She's opening
bruh.
The door early.
Bruh. I already told you it's a gift and a curse because when you get on an approach like that, it's the, oh, you, a lot of dudes, they get put off because number one, they're not accustomed to it. Number two, it's like, oh shit, she's too aggressive. Like, I'm accustomed to chicks
being
more.
No, but you gotta know how
more.
To tone it down
you know
at times.
I mean?
You ain't gotta always be like, oh, nigga, let me sit on your dick.
No,
like,
it's
you
not
always
a
do
whole
that.
Thing
like,
about sit on your dick, but you could hit a nigga and be like, oh, daddy, let me come over and suck your dick. Or let me come over and
what
put
nigga
those
gonna
balls
be against that?
Dudes be like, oh,
I don't know, no dudes
oh,
are gonna be
oh,
against
oh,
that.
Oh, they be like, oh, well, yeah, sure. You get the mad stuttering, like, nigga, it's not supposed to be a stuttering.
Even if
thing.
We get nervous because, yeah, obviously, that type of shit don't really happen to dudes all the time unless you're like Puff Daddy or somebody. You know what I mean? So, yeah, right. You're gonna be like, oh, shit, tonight is my night, bro. But, you know, at the same time, I don't know, though. I know me personally, I get excited. Like, what? Would you say that shit again?
I mean,
girl, you coming over here or you want me to come over there?
Yeah, it's been,
you know,
I mean,
type
again,
shit.
It depends on the female, you know what I mean? Just like it depends on the man, you know?
Yeah, that's everything.
You know, I know some guys that do not get head without a condom. Like, they have to have a condom on.
And that's understandable because that usually means they let every chick suck their dick.
Have to have a condom on. Like, they are adamant. No. And they be like, yo, I'm like, yo,
away.
What is
it's
that
like,
about? He was like, nah, I don't trust bitches. It's like,
that's
what?
Like watching soft porn.
I'm like, so you rather a bitch suck your dick? And he'd be like, yeah. I'm like, yo, you's a bugged out dude. I get it. You know, health reasons, I get it. However, it's just like, if you so concerned, you shouldn't be doing that.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I think, too. But then, it is, I mean, it's a safe way to go about it, though. You know what I mean? Because you can catch shit from doing that, but.
Yeah, but if you're so worried about it, why the fuck? About to get my
dick sucked and be like, hold on, let me put a condom on. Like, I don't think I've ever.
Yeah, if I'm so worried about it, like, why the fuck am I sitting here like sucking your dick? Like,
I've been in strip clubs though, long time ago, where I was getting my, you know,
disclaimer.
I was getting a little special attention, and they put a condom on. I can understand that because they're working. I mean, who knows how many.
Yeah,
that's, Cox didn't have their mouth that night, you know, and just like, that's good for me and good for them.
No, that's a whole different story. But then, you know, I'm a person where, you know, I do a lot of reading and studies and, you know, shit like that that I have to do for school and so forth and so on. So, you know, when I start hearing stuff like this, I'm like, it makes me start, nigga, you got herpes or something? Because you notice that.
It's like,
one in three people got it. So it's like, you let every bitch, like, look at it. What happened? What you so worried? Because there's never been a case where, you know, a guy has given a female AIDS, HIV, through oral, so forth and so on, vice versa. Because the thing is that...
There's a certain amount of gallons of saliva that has to be transferred or that cut...
No,
bleeding
bullshit.
Type.
It's not only thing. It's not a thing about certain amount.
I'm saying those are the higher percentages
but I'm saying,
of
like,
it happening.
I'm talking about when it comes to cum. You know what I mean? That shit. So
yeah,
when it comes to cum, the whole thing is that if let's just say hypothetically speaking, if you've slept with somebody that have AIDS or HIV, and let's just say you sucked them off, and they came in your mouth, it doesn't mean that you now have it, providing you don't have any open sores or anything like that in your mouth, you're fine. But the thing will be to swallow it or spit it out. Your best bet is to swallow it. And they
swallow it.
Yeah, they said
why?
This. I've done studies on this, and I took
that's
training.
That's interesting. I didn't know that. I would
training.
Think to spit that motherfucker out.
I said the same thing. I was in a 2-hour training for this at my old job because that's what I worked with a lot of the population. And the trainer said to me that, you know, you swallow it. And I looked at him and I said the same thing you said, Jay. I was like, why would we do that? Like,
yeah,
that's crazy.
That doesn't make
and
no
he
sense
looked
to
at
me.
Me.
I'm
he
was sorry.
Like, he said, Liz, he said, because your stomach acid kills the virus. I said, oh,
that's I think that's still playing Russian roulette, though, no?
I said, that's it. Not in the sense where you don't have any open sores. However, I'm not going to put myself in that type of
that's
situation.
That's what I'm saying. It's
you know
like
what I mean?
Playing Russian roulette.
But yeah,
like,
but sometimes because people are not getting tested and people out here don't know, you know what I mean? You know, you got to think to yourself, well, shit, if a nigga come around.
Get tested, people.
Yeah. You got to think to yourself as a woman, like,
if
well, if a nigga
fucking
come
around. If you fucking a lot of different partners, I would advise you because not for nothing.
Get tested in general.
Yeah, absolutely. But not for nothing. People be, they be so scared on the, oh my God, I might have it. Motherfuckers is living with that shit. You got motherfuckers, you get your meds right. God forbid.
They live longer than we do.
And that's what I'm showing you. Like, you got, and then ain't just Magic Johnson. Like, I know motherfuckers that got that shit and look healthier than me. I mean, like, wow, my nigga.
They
like, word.
I used to work, like I said, I work with that population. So I've had coworkers with it. I had clients with it. And when I'm talking about dudes and when I'm talking about women that you wouldn't even suspect, dudes coming in there, flossed out. You know what I mean? Jigged out, chicks
chick
coming down, Gucci down.
I hollered at a chick one time and she told me straight up she was positive. She wasn't full blown, but like she had the virus. I was like, wow. And I was like, you look damn fucking good. Like, I was like,
yeah, because
shit.
They take their medication.
You know what I mean? Like, you look
doctor.
Real fucking good.
They have
nutrition. And I respected the fact that she was
honest.
Yeah,
she
you know what I mean?
Front.
And then she didn't even know me, but just for you,
tell, yeah.
She could have just been like, I'm not interested, you know? But. Yeah. I don't know, maybe she was testing the waters to see if I was going to be with it anyway, but I was like,
yeah, but then at the same time, realized, like, yo, it's no longer what it used to be, you know what I mean? And the fact of the matter is, it's not a death sentence. I'm living longer than you are, because they have a nutritionist, they go to their doctor, they take their medication, they're always getting seen, they go to the doctor more than we do, you know what I mean? So it's like, I'm going to live longer than you. So, whatever. It's nothing for you to judge
me.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's all about medication, making sure that they're on top of them. Once they're on top of their medication, once their viral loads is over 200, they don't have AIDS. They have HIV. And on top of that, once they're undetectable, meaning that they're adherent, they're taking the medication consistently, they can't pass the virus.
Yeah, when I've heard that.
Yeah, so when they get tested. Nah, I've done all of that. Went to the labs. I'm telling you, looked at the blood work. Did the labs with these people. For one guy that was detectable, he was detectable. No bullshit, Jay. He was detectable. Let's just say it was. I want to say it was like April. By the time.
So would you fuck a non-detectable AIDS patient?
A non-undetectable AIDS guy. Not AIDS, HIV or something.
Oh, HIV. Would you fuck a dude with those kind of
circumstances? I don't know.
I'm not fucking a chick with that. I can tell you that right now. I don't know. I'm not doing it.
I don't know. Maybe, you know what I mean? I'm not doing it. You got condoms. You got PrEP. I don't know. I'm not doing it.
I'm good.
I don't know. Because then it's like if the nigga...
Why risk it? My whole thing is this,
right? If you're playing it safe, you got PrEP. You take PrEP, right? You take in a PrEP, he has a condom, he's undetectable. If you feel so thing, you put on a female condom.
But my whole thing is, ain't gonna be no sensation there. That's just gonna be hugging and kissing.
I'm saying, he don't put on a condom, you put on a female condom, because it's very rare that a female condom breaks. you put on a female condom, or whatever the case have you, and you taking your PrEP.
I don't like them shits. Have you tried this shit before? Female condom?
It's not my cup of tea. But
not really fair.
You know what I mean? There's ways. I don't know if I'm willing, you know what I mean? I just know that at the end of the day, you're not gonna die. There's medication for it. I would rather somebody tell me up front that yeah, they got it and let me make the decision of I want to, other than other people out here just running around and fucking you and you have no idea what the fuck they got.
That's why I had to slow down on my pimp shit, you know.
Oh boy, here he go.
I was something like a player in my day, you know. I had to cut back. You know, to start
it is old ass nigga.
You know, I had settled down a couple times. It didn't work out, you know.
And he threw himself back into the game.
Nah, I'm not. I'm chilling. I'm not even in the game. I'm just, you know, enjoying life.
I feel,
you know, a little sweetie pie, cutie pie, whatever, come along. We can have a little fun, you know. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But I ain't looking for nothing long term. What?
You ain't gonna be looking for nothing long term until your balls start dropping.
My balls ain't never gonna drop.
And you mad old. Ooh, like, yo, are you
pop 70 years old, still slinging cock?
That's cause he probably be working out. Your pops
work out, nigga. My pops is not at work. That nigga's laying down in his bed.
That nigga do some hard labor.
That nigga don't even sit in chairs.
He do hard labor, son. He ain't doing no fucking hard labor, nigga. Fuck out of here. Your head's softer than a motherfucker. You ain't doing the hard labor. Pop's doing hard labor. That's why Pop's a desk nigga his whole life.
Nah, that nigga ain't never
grown. If y'all see this nigga, Pop's his legs and everything strong, son.
Oh, you checking my Pop's out now.
Facts, son. Facts, son. You know what I mean? The OG.
Your mom's be. Your mom was talking the other day, so you stay there.
Listen. You better leave my mother alone. Y'all hear this? I'm going to catch a case fucking with this nigga.
Catch up with Mama Lizzo.
Nah, but back
take her to go see Captain Marvel this weekend. You stay there.
She go fuck around and go with you too, because she be bored. I ain't fucking with you, nigga. But back to the issue at hand, nigga. Fuck it. Are you dumb?
Like, you go home or are you coming through?
Are you dumb? Fire for that. Shout out Major Hype. Are you dumb? Fire for that. Nah, nigga.
Shout out to L Bobs, yo. She's bad cool. I was fucking around. She fine as hell, though. I'll tell you.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I get it from my mama.
I drink all the Kool-Aid in the kitchen.
And they be like, I drink your bath water.
I ain't doing that.
Yeah, he will. He's
in high school, I used to talk crazy like that. But now I know better.
Fucking ridiculous.
You drink a woman's bath water, y'all don't know how to act.
I'm like, you sick.
Y'all start waking up imagining shit. Like, where you was at last night? What were you talking about? I was here with you.
Yeah, I mean, I was at. Y'all do that anyway.
Crazy.
Ain't nothing new.
I be tripping for no reason.
But back to this whole thing with you when this, you know, relationships and, you know, sex is definitely a big, big, big thing. You know, you gotta. I'm gonna tell y'all a little story, right?
Oh boy.
Cause, you know, me and Jermaine, Mr. JH, was talking the other day and he told me, oh, you don't. You don't be personal. So I'm going to get a little personal with y'all. Shut the fuck up.
Okay.
Black man. So, I remember back in the day, I was fucking with this dude. Tall dude. You know, just like how y'all niggas be having y'all baddies. I had me a trophy. That's what I used to call him, my trophy. This nigga was a trophy. 6'2", You know what I mean? Cuban nigga, braids, fly nigga.
Point guard size. Nigga ain't even that tall.
To me, you know what I mean? Something, because us chicks, we like big niggas. We like tall, big niggas.
You just I'm short, kinda short. So exactly. That seems like a big nigga.
Exactly, because I need to feel warm and secure. You put your arms around me. I'm like, yes. Okay, now back to my fucking story, disrupting motherfucker.
Sorry.
So, like I said, 6'2", whatever, whatever. Anyway. First time, I'm like, all right, we gonna fuck, whatever. Nigga was running me down, talking crazy, like, oh, his dick game is like this. And I was like, oh, boy.
Well,
niggas that talk mad shit, sometimes y'all should be like, perm, perm.
That's why I
like
don't talk.
Like the Neptune sound. Y'all should be hitting like... that, perm, perm, perm. No good. So I'm like, all right, cool. Let me see, I'm digging this nigga. Let's see whatever, whatever I was talking to him at the time. All right, take him back to my crib. I ain't gonna hold y'all.
This is the first time?
First time. All right. Go back to my crib, whatever, drinking. I ain't smoked back then. Drinking and shit, talking. Things getting a little high and heavy. I'm like, all right, cool. So, I'm about to ride. He tells me, ride him. So, all right.
That's how y'all started? On foreplay?
No, we
no
did
licky,
the...
licky.
We did the little bullshit foreplay, but I was like, he gave me head and I was like, all right, let me see what the dick is like, because the head wasn't...
It wasn't hitting?
Nah. I said, let me see what the dick is like. Cool.
Imagine.
So he was like, oh, ride me. I said, all right, cool. Not a problem. I climbs on top this man, y'all. I sit. I feel like I'm, you know, I posture myself and shit.
Well, he started getting
I'm
soft.
Like, looked over. I said, is it in? He said, oh, you really trying to play me? I said, nah, I ain't trying. I'm dead ass serious right now. Is it in?
So before that, like, you didn't see what he was working with before that? Like, you
no,
because
he had gave me head. No. Oh, so I'm like, is
but
it?
That those kind of things give you like red flags. Like,
you know what had me so
I know
fucked
my
up?
Shit is my shit is hitting. I'm like, yo, you see
but
me?
My nigga,
I know you see this. I know
my
you
nigga,
see this.
You know what had me
I
so
hit you
fucked
in the top
up,
of your
though?
Head with my shit. Bing.
What had me really fucked up was the whole fact that he's still insisting on me riding him. So I can't really feel his shit. And my shit is not big at all. My hole is nice and small. I can't feel his shit. All and right. I'm just like,
it's nice and all smart.
Right, I can't even really rise up off of this nigga. I'm dry humping this nigga. It felt like literally rubbing against this nigga. Like,
so you ain't
just pulling, picture
you ain't
a child.
Trying to see where it was at? Like,
picture a kid coming down the fucking stairs, a little baby, and they coming down on their butt, how they scoot. I was scooting on this man little penis, and I got to the point where I was like, okay, I can't do this. And he was like, you can't do it. I said, you gotta go. You got
That's
to get out.
That's supposed to hit you, put you in the back shot when all those fails. Back shot,
long
nigga, stay close on that
was,
butt cheeks, nigga, and hold on for dear life.
I kicked this nigga out my house. I liked him. I really did like him. Like, we had
How
a
you
cool
just the
vibe.
First time, you just...
But I damn. Had to kick him out my house. But that wasn't the worst part. The worst part was that when I, like, paid attention to him taking off the condom and shit. First of all, he had the nerve to have a Magnum condom. For what?
He had a Vienna.
He literally
shit.
Had a Vienna sausage. And in his Vienna sausage, what's he even circumcised, my nigga? I was too through.
Yo, I noticed women be serious about that.
I was
motherfuckers not being circumcised.
I
like,
it's not a thing about not being circumcised. All right. So, yes.
It takes extra care, though, from what I
right,
hear.
Right. When you're circumcised, you're much more, you know, it's easier to manage and stuff like that. When
this
you're
shit
uncircumcised,
is dead. Like, I'm
it's
circumcised.
A lot of,
I'm circumcised, ladies.
It's a lot of cleaning because you got to pull back the skin and make sure that's clean. It's a lot. I get it. I'm
it looked
not
like
judging.
An anteater or some shit like that. I was like, an anteater?
Like,
I was like, damn, I had to really picture that
like
shit.
It looks like a turtleneck, like a little, your head in a turtleneck. But, you know, when you're now putting on a turtleneck and your head kind of gets stuck in a little turtleneck part. That's what it kind of looks. That's what it kind of looks like. Guys, don't kill me. It's the truth. Y'all know I ain't fucking lying. Y'all
have
probably
you ever gave
go.
Head to a turtleneck?
Yes, I have.
How did you feel about that?
It wasn't a turtleneck, and that's the whole thing. Now,
you
when,
wouldn't say that.
No, I'm gonna, cause it's the truth. I mean, let's call a spade a spade. If
so when you're sucking it, are you pulling
up,
it skin back, or are you just letting it flow?
Shut the fuck up and let me talk instead of cut me off, motherfucker.
I'm sorry.
All right. So boom. First of all. By that time, you dealing in that situation, y'all already know what it is. His dick, he's gonna be hard. If I'm naked, if I'm taking off my clothes, just the thought of him fucking me, he's gonna be hard. So he's hard
Absolutely.
Already.
Absolutely.
Shut the fuck up.
Just,
okay.
I'm just agreeing with All you.
Right? He's gonna be hard. So 9 times out of 10, he's already hard. So when I go down there, it looks like a regular circumcised penis.
Hold on. So when it comes out the skin, it looks normal.
Yeah, it's just a little
extra skin. It's just mad skin in the back.
It's chilling. Not mad skin in the back, nothing. It looks like a regular full cock, like hard cock. It's a little bit of skin.
Nah, because I had a homeboy once. This back in the day when we was in high school.
I don't know about everybody, but...
The nigga wasn't circumcised, and we had some freaks. This is when we used to have little trains, little sex parties in the crib. And we all, you know, we in different rooms getting, you know, a little fellatio or whatever. And Shorty says to me, she's like, I don't really like sucking your homeboy dick. And I'm like, why? What's up? And she like, his dick, it looked like a baby dick. And I'm like, at first I thought she meant like his dick was small.
Yeah.
But then I had to really think about it. Like, oh, babies, when they first born, they're not circumcised. You know what I'm saying? Stupid. So it's like, and I asked him, I was like, yo, you circumcised? And he was like, nah, why? And I was like, nah, nothing. You know?
Man, game.
That wasn't gay.
It was. You circumcised? Like, what?
Nah, because it wasn't like about? We were just a bunch of dudes in the house talking about dicks. We had chicks naked. You know, shit was going on.
It's just
on,
like, yo, so and like, I ain't gonna hold you.
Plus, we was young. We was having a moment. Like, yo,
no, but I ain't gonna hold you. You asked me a question. I ain't gonna hold you. I have sucked a penis before that was uncircumcised. He was uncircumcised, and he wasn't fully erect at that time. And that's because he was, you know, sleeping, and I woke him up. And it wasn't like me. To me, at that point, you know, I enjoy doing it. I didn't care. And I'm like,
that's
I'm playing with it. So, you know, I put my mouth on it or whatever. I put my, you know, pulled it back a little bit. And I just started doing whatever. And then within like a second, he was at full length. And
some chicks,
you
know, tell me they're not touching that shit. Straight up. They be like, it's not touching that. Like, no.
That's because they're fucking petty and they're stupid.
And I'm like, wow.
Yeah, that's dumb.
Lucky thing I'm circumcised. That's like when my son was born, I was like, circumcise him.
That's what. So if a nigga, all right, boom. That's like a nigga telling a bitch, well, all right, your labia is hanging a little bit too much. So I ain't touching.
Lips?
I ain't touching your shit. Yeah, I ain't touching your shit.
I've seen that.
The insides. When it's just thought look like it's. You know what I mean? Look like a ruffle fucking shirt.
Different style. I've seen that with black chicks and white chicks.
Yeah. You know, when they start looking like, you know, like what's crazy though? Ruffled.
Girls with pussy lips like that got bomb ass pussy.
Not all the time.
The encounters I've had, that shit was marvelous.
A lot of times, shits come from niggas sucking and pulling too much on your shit.
Oh, well.
Not all the time.
I mean, they were kind of, you know, in their prime, so I didn't. Unless they've been putting in work like that.
Shits, I ain't gonna hold you. I seen, like, you know, looking at porno, I seen a few of them vaginas out, and I was like, yo, that shit look like, you know, the ruffles on a dress or a skirt. I prefer pussy that's intact, though. Imagine a dude telling a female because her shit was like, oh, I ain't touching your shit. Oh, I ain't.
But I'm sure you got high maintenance dudes who think that way. It's like, look how long it took dudes to start really eating pussy and being proud of it.
Look how long it took dudes to start telling other people they were eating pussy, because niggas.
That's
were
what
eating
I
pussy.
Mean.
Yo,
that's
okay,
what I mean.
That's not what you said. You said when they start even niggas been eating pussy.
When I started talking about I was eating pussy, that's when I just started eating. Now, granted, I'm gonna let y'all in.
Niggas been eating pussy since 1999.
I started eating pussy. I was in freshman in high school, first time I ate pussy.
Niggas started eating pussy since 1999, okay?
Nah, I was eating pussy before
that. I had mad niggas in high school too, but they not eating pussy. And I'm like, hold on.
But back them days, I got my dick sucked a lot more than I did eat pussy. Like,
yeah, that was a super fact.
Back them time, if I ate a chick out, she was my girl. Like, you know, my kid's mom.
That was a super fact.
Some chick that I was really feeling, right, was
but
really
it was
into,
being
you know.
Done. You had most niggas like, nah, I ain't
but
doing
chicks
that.
Was just sucking random dick back then. Like, there was a lot of random dick and sucking going on. Like, okay,
who was that on that level? Yeah,
I'll tell you about how you want to see that.
Nah, you had to be my man. Like, and that's what I meant by that level.
Not
like,
every
I wasn't.
Chick. A lot of chicks was giving it up back them times. Like,
I wasn't
sucking.
I wasn't like, and that's the crazy thing. Like, if you was my man, yeah, I'm gonna suck your dick for sport, but. Not my man. It's not happening, my nigga.
But every
knew
girl
that
had
shit.
That miscellaneous dick.
Niggas
nigga
knew that
you.
Shit. Nah, niggas knew that shit. Like, yo, if you want to suck my pussy, that's on you. But I'm not sucking dick. And back then, I wasn't giving up ass unless you was my man. And they knew that. So it's like, yo, whatever you want to do, that's cool. But you're not getting no pussy. Mm-hmm. Straight up. I used to be, yo, wicked with my shit. Yo, talk about G. Yo, I was nasty. And it wasn't even G. It was just a state facts. Like, mm-hmm. fuck you gonna do for me, my nigga? Nah, mm-hmm. son, I'm working. I'm in school. I need a new Jordans out 2 weeks before everybody else got them. That's what you could do. Oh, I got a kid. Fuck See, your kid.
This chick's like you that created the shit. R. Kelly.
Nah, I was on it, son. That's because my Put ass was bigger. On older I had nigga. More hips and ass. They was on it. Oh, you think I'm young and I'm dumb, huh? No, nigga. You saw this ass. You thought you was going to get some. No, your dick is going to be hard. You're going to be full of fucking cum. And I'm going to get everything I want out of you. And keep it pushing. And that's what
See, the fuck I when I was in high school, I stayed away from chicks son. Like you.
That I wasn't fucking with high school niggas because they ain't have no fucking yeah. money for me. I had my own now, money.
I had a few dollars, though. I was working on the block. I was working,
too. But they had my type of money. Like, nigga, I got my own money. I'm probably making more money than you're making. But nah, nigga, you fuck out of here.
I was a stallion in high school.
Big nigga, son. Big
guy grown up. Threesomes, all kind of shit, man.
I had one boo in high school.
I was doing a lot of fucking when I was in high
school. After that, one boo and one main boo, and he was the second nigga I ever slept with. One boo in high school, that was it.
Confession.
What? He know that. He already know that. Shout him out. You get on my fucking nerve. He's the next Capricorn. But,
still be letting him smash?
Nope. Haven't done that in years. You know what I mean? He has his bow. Yeah, I mean, he might still want to. He's
he almost gave himself up, y'all. Nope. Like, why, yeah, are you dumb? That.
If I have, I would be like, that. If I have, I'd be like, yeah. But no, I haven't in years.
Don't get your bag on me. It's okay. It's okay.
It's for the people. You know, I call shit. I speak on shit. You know, we talk about everything. Like, are you fucking dumb? Okay. So, like, yeah, nah. Another Capricorn, though, you know what I mean? Shout out to Capricorn. The December shit. Capricorns, we lit. Y'all Januaries, I love y'all, but y'all crazy. Y'all distant cousins. Don't even worry about this fucking Aries ass nigga over here.
Whatever. I ain't really concerned with all that Capricorn bullshit y'all talking
anyway,
about.
Anyway, so.
I ain't even one of the people who be out there shouting out my sign. Like, you know who be killing me? Virgos. Shout out to y'all, but y'all be killing me. Oh, it's Virgo season.
Is gonna kill you, my goodness. Son. The beehive is going to kill you. No,
every season is season.
They going to kill you.
Whoever fucking birthday it is. It's this season. It's that season. It's tax season. You know what I'm saying? It's going in. Season. Oh, my God. What comes after tax season? Spring season. Then summer season or whatever.
It's already spring season, son.
Nigga, it snowed yesterday, son.
Yo, it's going to snow or rain tomorrow or some wild shit. They talking about Storm 3. I'm like, yo, get us out of here. Like,
shout out to everybody who went to work through that snow shit. I called out. I'm not even going to hold you.
He called out from 2 inches. You hear this suck ass?
It wasn't even about the inches or anything. He was like, I wasn't with it.
I wasn't going in snow.
I just wasn't with it.
I ain't trekking.
It was one of those.
Nigga said, I am on Rasta, not going to wear.
Stupid.
Nigga called out of work.
I ain't a snow thing, you know.
He said, you know what? He's an employer. Me not come to here. You see what happened? Outside, I snow. Where I come from, it don't snow. Me not come out of work.
Your accent is terrible.
Oh, man. That's how you be sounded. That's exactly how you call them shits and shit.
Nah, son.
I ain't gonna hold you.
Oh, man. Yeah, we about to wrap it up, though. It's been a good one. I wanted to talk about some more nasty stuff. I'll probably do a part two to this because, you know, homie over here, she tries to be conservative from time to time. She lets us in, give us a little bit, but...
I mean, like, I don't know what type of nastiness he really want to get into. Like, you know...
I have to have another female guest because you're not into chicks. I said it.
I need that
in my life.
Like, that's like me saying, I have to have another guy because you're not into dicks. Like,
no, that's different because that's what you're into. What? Is that what you're into?
No, I'm saying I as would far hope as not. You, I know because you want to get into topics with like two girls and girl on girl action.
You be holding
and
back
all that.
When I talk about
it's
that.
Not a thing about me holding back. My whole thing I speak the truth. I say I'm not sucking no titty. I can lick my own. I can suck on my own nipples. I'm not doing that. You understand? That's number one. For the people. Okay? I let the people know. My shit is not all huge.
And I understand
you know
that.
But I can lick and suck on my own nipples. Thank you while we're fucking. I don't need no next bitch for that. And furthermore, I know what my own pussy tastes like. I don't need to try to explore what no next bitch pussy tastes like. I'm fine with my own juices. I like my own juices.
You
Thank
can't
you
knock
very
something
much.
Until you've tried it.
That's like me telling you, you can't plucking your ass or have a chick playing with you. That's
completely different.
You can't tell me, no. All right, so boom.
And appalling.
Boom. So you can't tell me telling you, oh, let a chick play with your P-spot.
My P-spot.
Yeah, your prostate.
No.
While she's giving you head.
No, that just feels, that sounds like you're being violated.
You can't knock it until you try it, like you just said, right? Y'all hear that, people? Y'all hear the people? But he want to talk about who being biased, I'm not the, you know what I mean? Yeah, this fuck, come on.
It's different, though.
It's not different.
Yeah, so it is.
It's not. It's not. If a woman is sitting there doing it, it's not different. And she don't have to go through
women, y'all get naked in front of each other. Dudes don't do shit like that. Girls, y'all come out of fucking shower.
Y'all do that shit in jail. What is he talking about?
We're talking about jail. We're not in fucking jail. What are you talking about?
Y'all do. There are circumstances where it happened.
No. No, there isn't.
In jail. Y'all all naked in the shower.
Nah, I don't know.
You know what I mean?
When I was incarcerated once upon a time, I did not. But you can't tell me that
you did not see other dudes.
Always kept my boxes on.
You cannot tell me you did not.
And I do the pull them down when I wrap my towel around. So you did not see other
dudes in there that.
That's them.
All right then. But that goes to my whole point.
But once again, like I said, that's one place that it
happens. That's one place that it happens.
No, but that's a bad example. Like,
it's an example though.
We were wrapping it up. How did we end up here? I don't even know.
Anyway, we'll definitely continue this on a different day.
Me and you gonna have to slap box after this or something. I don't know.
Yo, I don't know who y'all betting for, but if y'all know, y'all better bet for me, because this nigga gonna be out like a light.
Whatever.
Y'all already know.
You over here rapping. You are light skinned like Drake, facts. So that makes sense.
He's piss colored.
I am not piss colored.
No, I'm talking about Drake. Drake is piss colored, and I am Teddy Graham Brown.
No.
Say it with me.
Nigga,
Teddy Graham Brown. Nigga. Listen. People, I'm going to show my face for the people. Y'all going to agree. I'm Teddy Graham Brown. This nigga over here don't know his colors. He just mad because he about Shaba's complexion. Yeah, you know what I mean?
I'm not that dark.
Nah. He's the burnt version of my Indian complexion.
In my family. No, he does not. What you talking about?
He's the burnt version of Teddy Graham Brown. Dread. You know what he look like? He look like when you left your toast in a toaster. Oh, she is trying to
insult me?
I'm just saying. You know? When you want it a little brown, but not too brown, but you forgot it in there, and now it's just, you know, extra, extra, extra brown, the too brown. You gotta
be careful. These women out here, they love him a little Wesley.
They not a little, a little
Morris Chestnut. They, you know,
Morris Chestnut.
You know, I'm like between Morris Chestnut and Ice Cube.
He's lying.
I'm like in between them two. That's like my
ODB.
That is just fucked up.
We'll definitely with that
horrible ass laugh. Y'all hear that laugh?
Continue this topic.
That laugh could be a ringtone.
All right, people,
we out though, because we'll talk again. Peace.